Good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. Welcome to the Grassroot Army Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Garrett Soldano. I have to do this live today because I have to get some things off my chest. And for those of you who've been following me for over 3 years now, you know Garrett is going to drop truth bombs and Garrett's going to expose things and Garrett's going to talk about very controversial things. And Garrett is probably going to piss off a lot of the fringe elements on both sides with this live. And you know what? I don't give a shit. All right? Because I told you all, I will continue to push the narrative, continue to give you up-to-date, accurate, and truthful information, and call out the clown show on both sides when I see it. And as you can see, and a lot of questions and comments have been going through all of my platforms, and just to let you all know, we will be hitting over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube in the next couple days. We're at almost 95,000 right now. That started at 8,000 subscribers in November, folks, and we have literally exploded the Grassroots Army worldwide now. We got people watching from the UK, Australia, all throughout the world that are getting this information of what's going on. And unfortunately, everybody's watching the clown show of the United States of America right now. And so I will continue to be a voice of many. All right. And with that comes a little bit of tax, but throughout this process, you do develop a thicker skin. Okay. But let's get to what I really want to talk about. And then we're going to break down this narrative. You have to understand the elitists of the world, you know, the Soros, people like that, they want to destroy this little experiment called the United States of America. Why? Well, because this is a republic. This is a republic by the people for the people. Right? The people have the power. The elitists don't want you all to have the power. They want to have control over everything. So how do you take control of a country or bring down a country without even firing a shot? I've said this for years in our movement, that you don't need tanks, you don't need soldiers, you don't need guns, you don't need jets and submarines and everything else. All you have to do is fuel this division. That's all you have to do. And then the country will tear itself apart from internally, from inside. And that's exactly what's happening. It truly is. And so what these evil people, because it is evil, these evil people, what they do is they fund these organizations. Even organizations that were originally founded about love, they will fund them and they will evolve into an organization of hate and divide and force. And so that's why you see a lot of my content right now is school boards and the LGBTQ community pushing and forcing their beliefs on people and parents and children without the parents' consent, okay, which is tearing our country apart. And now it has been shoved down our throats in every aspect of our lives, not only in our public school systems, but the beer that we drink, the food that we eat, every single show, every corporate media, every movie, it's constantly being shoved down our throats. And what's happened is it's reaching a boiling point now in America where people are fed up. And when that happens, bad things are going to happen. And if we don't control this situation, we are going to tear our country apart. And folks, I'm calling it out right now. That's exactly what the Soroses of the world want. They want this experiment of the United States to fail. And they will continue to fuel. They are sitting back and laughing at the clown show that they helped create. And they just continue to fuel it. And now what they're doing is you can see that they're putting all these district attorneys and funding these district attorneys to allow all these criminals to get out and do what? More crime, more evil. That's what's happening. It's right in front of our very eyes. So if we don't take a step back, take a deep breath, and start to have conversation from a variety of different people and experiences and backgrounds, we're going to tear this country apart. And I guarantee you this, bad things are going to happen. We already see it. We already see the transgender going to the Christian school and murder Christians. But the corporate media, you know, they don't want to offend the transgender community. And they're even pushing out that we should feel sorry for that transgender. Garbage. That person was evil. I don't care what part or what community they are from. That's evil. And that's the stuff that we have to squash out of the people. And I'm going to call the shit out. I am. I'm not going to sit back. I refuse. You guys know me. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. Because here's a great, great example of what's happening in our society right now. Is the word love written on this piece of paper? And everybody watching right now says, yes, Garrett, absolutely. And I'm going to peek to the side and say, no, it's not. Nope. It's not the word love, folks. And you're going to be like, Garrett, you're crazy. It's right in front of me. Are you stupid? And I'm going to be like, no, are you nuts? The word love is not written on this piece of paper. Who's right? Who's wrong? Well, we're both right. And we're both wrong. Sometimes what we have to do, folks, is see the other person's perspective. And then we can communicate and say, oh, I see your point. See, in America, we are a very diverse community. There's no doubt about it, because we have this little thing called freedom. We have people that can do whatever they want within laws, right? But it's the most free country in the history of our species. This experiment has worked very well for many, many years, for hundreds of years, right? It's not perfect. We have sinned, we have scarred, we have done horrible things as a country, but we tend to figure it out and move forward, okay? That's the power of America. It truly is. And that's the country that I love, and that's the flag that I love. So when we break down, and the LGBTQ community is very, very hot topic right now. It's everywhere. But in the beginning, it was the LGB community, right? The lesbian, gay, bisexual. Bisexual means two. So at one time, they knew that there were only two genders. But as it evolved, they added on other letters, Q, T, plus. Now they put the plus for everything. So I guess if you identify as whatever, a cat, binary, the multiple things that this can be, it's going to supposed to be this all-inclusive group. Well, that community, the way I remember it, and in my generation, I'm getting old, right? I'm the old guy now. But in my generation, when that community really started to get steam in their movement, it was a community of love. And you know what? The majority of Americans, they just accepted it. Say, hey, that's who they are. That's fine. This is America. You can be that. It's fine. But as it evolved, it actually started to evolve into an organization of hate, an organization of force. Now, they put under the umbrella that it's equality, but it's truly not, because they're not representing every single person in American society. Because, folks, and if you're part of that community, you know this, the majority of you do, if you're part of that community, not everybody agrees with your way of life. Guess what? That's okay. Now, if you're a part of that community, do you like the religious organization forcing their faith onto you and telling you that you're going to hell because of what you're doing? Of course not. You hate it. You despise it, don't you? And I really truly believe that is wrong for those religious organizations to do just that. You can't force your beliefs on the people. That's my whole point. But we can understand and realize that we live in the greatest country in the history of our species. And we can get along just by communicating and accepting the other person for the way they are. Doesn't mean you have to buy into it. Doesn't mean that you have to hate them and attack them and call them homophobic and transphobic. And I'm going to give you an example of what's happened. It's a very powerful example, and it's hot garbage what has happened to John Amanchukwu right now, because he took a stand because of his beliefs. It's horrible. But you have to understand that's what the LGBTQ community is doing right now. They're forcing their beliefs on the people, and people have had enough. The majority of Americans don't want this crammed down their throat. If you would have just kept your community the way that it was about love, and people would have just accepted it. But now you're using force, not power. And when you force things on the people, you're going to get negative kickback. That's just what it is. No different than a religious organization trying to force their beliefs on you. It's not right. And as Christians, remember, folks, we don't judge. That's not our job, is to judge. Our job is to love, to talk, to have communication, to forgive. That's what we're designed to do, all right? So it's both sides that are fighting right now. It truly is. But the things that are happening in the school board, and I got to bring this up because I've watched thousands of hours of school board meetings, and it's horrific what's going on in these public schools. It's evil. You have these school boards that are not working with the parents, who are actually pushing this progressive agenda and forcing it, and not budging. There's pornographic books in our school libraries. And I don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual. I don't care what you identify as. We can all agree when you put porn in a school library, there's no place for that. Whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, whatever that may be, it does not belong. And what they're trying to do, well, it's freedom of speech. We're not banning books. No. You don't put that filth in school libraries. You can put it in public libraries. Go ahead. Check it out if you're over 18. If you want to read that smut, it's America. You can do what you want. But you don't get to push and force this filth on impressionable minds. That's just common sense. And if you're pushing this, if you're on those school boards and you're okay with this, you're part of the problem. And you need to go. And those communities in those areas got to rise up and stand up and get your ass off the school board to start bringing common sense to the equation. We have a chair of the Democratic Party that is on a school board that is pushing this in her school. They have equality badges. And it looks great. Hey, equality. But look what it stands for, folks. There's nothing in there that represents all children. It truly doesn't. But they're saying it's the umbrella of equality. If you're not for equality, no, it's not. It's not equality because you're not representing all students and their beliefs. We have separation of church and state. We don't force religion on kids in the public schools. You have a choice as a parent. You can go to a Christian school or a Catholic school or any other school, but in public schools, it's supposed to be neutral. But the LGBTQ community is actually evolving almost like a cult or a religion. It truly is. And so they're pushing and forcing this on, you know, and that's garbage. It truly is. And for that community and watching these parents, and then what happens is they put out a call to all the people in the LGBTQ community, and they all come and they all say, this is what reality is. Unfortunately, it's not. And a lot of folks just take it, unfortunately. They don't want to stand up because they don't want to get attacked. They don't want to get canceled. They don't want their name in the news. That's just normal, unfortunately. But I'm telling the parents right now, if you don't stand up and continue to go to these school board meetings and call out the stuff, even though you may not think that you're making headway, you are. Because the tide will turn, but we need good people to just speak common sense and to get this progressive movement out of the schools. You know the sticker that I love the most, and I haven't seen it in a while. It's the coexist one. You remember that? Had all the religions on the bumper sticker, coexist. That's equality, right? That's representing everything. I like that sticker. Let's talk. Let's have a different conversation, right? But we don't have to attack and hate each other. Because when you start doing this and you're forcing it down people's throat, bad things will continue to happen. And I'm afraid that it's going to reach to a point where an extremely bad thing is going to happen. It's going to be horrible for everyone. Okay. So let me give you an example. Pastor John, he's like most Americans. We're just fed up. We're just fed up that this is getting forced everywhere we go. It's just getting thrown in our face. And finally, Pastor John stood up to these Lego workers. And I kind of feel sorry for the Lego workers. Like they just show up to work. They got the little pride flag on and John calls them out and has conversation with them. And this has went viral. It's everywhere. And unfortunately, John is getting a lot of hate, which we're going to break down. John is a pastor out, I think, North Carolina. He's a black man, a religious man, and a man of faith, has a beautiful family, and he's standing up for what he believes in. Okay, so here, let's watch this video.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
The Lego Group supports what?
Yeah, the Lego Group pretty proudly supports the LGBTQ community. Do we want?
Yeah. Yes. But the question is, why are you all in here with those pins on? Do you think children care about what man sucks at home and what girl eats vaginas at home?
It's time to leave, man.
Do you think they care about
that? It's
time
to leave, man.
Do you think they care?
I don't think they think about that personally.
Right.
They
so why would so, 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 they think about it when they see your pen?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
It's disgusting. Guys, we're gonna call security.
That's called grooming.
Okay. All right. If y'all mind leaving.
Yeah. If you call security, tell security that you're in here wearing a pride flag on your shirt.
Come on, guys. It's time to leave.
Well, you know what's amazing? Most children don't know. He's been educated by me. I think it's grooming. It's borderline pedophilia and child abuse for these weirdos to come in here and wear that. And at the same time, kids buy from this store. When does it stop?
Sir,
I'm sick and tired.
You don't have to shop.
Huh? Yeah, but I came here to buy something. When does it stop? At some point, we need to stop pushing this mess on children.
At this point, we're just going to have to ask you to leave.
I'll leave. Okay. And I won't spend any money at Lego.
Fantastic.
If you're in here right now, and you care about value, this store is intentionally promoting LGBTQ behavior on children.
Sir, you're
spend your money in a place that doesn't do that to kids.
Sir, you're about to get trespassed.
Thank you.
It's powerful. People are getting fed up. All right? They're taking a stand now. And if we don't start having conversation and if we don't stop this force that is happening in every aspect of our life, there's going to be bad things that happen, folks. It just truly is. It's already bad things are happening. But if we don't put a stop to this type of things and these actions, then we're going to tear our country apart. It really is. So I'm going to share with you. I mean, I've been in contact with John because when you stand up, especially when you take a stand like this, you are going to get attacked. So I checked on him and his family. Because I know what it's like when you do something that's very unpopular. When I stood up against the lockdowns and stuff, he said, hey, we're just getting trolled. We're getting hate. We're getting threats. And that's unfortunate. But I want to share with you one of the threats. And it's graphic. And it's horrible. Okay? And be aware, if you have kids in the room, please get them out of the room because I'm going to read it. And it's pretty powerful. But we're going to break it down. All right, so this is what it got sent to him. Kill yourself, kill yourself, you effing brain dead ape, your God is fake. There's obviously a horrible picture of Jesus is coming in there. I blacked out what you can only use for your imagination. You should hang yourself, monkey. You're going to jerk off to this photo, huh? Ugly, broke ass monkey. You're nothing but a hateful monkey. F you and your God piece of shit. I hope you F and die, monkey. Go chimp out some more F and moron. It gets like a visceral response inside me when I read that hate. Okay. Now, nobody should get that. And vice versa. You don't attack people like that. I mean, that is the most pretty bad stuff. Right? So that is one of the many that he sent me. And I just chose, I mean, there's graphic photos, everything else this poor guy's getting right now because he took a stand for his beliefs. Whether you agree with it or not, he took a stand. But to call a black man in today's climate a monkey, where's the outrage there? Oh, but since the LGBTQ community said it, it's okay. Just like, hey, when a transgender goes and kills a bunch of Christians in a Christian school, that's okay. But when a white man goes and does it, oh my gosh, everywhere for the next 75 days, right? That's what the media does. They push out a narrative. It doesn't go with their narrative. They stay silent about it. They don't put no energy into it. And then everybody quits talking about it. But this guy is getting this type of hate. So, my goodness gracious, where's the outrage? Why isn't he on CNN talking about this? Why isn't Fox News having him on talking about this? Oh, it doesn't support the narrative, so they just keep it quiet. No. We don't want to upset the Black Lives Matter folks, and we don't want Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ community going at each other, right? So, we're just going to be quiet. Not me, because I'll call out garbage on both sides. I will. I'm so sick and tired, just like all of you, of the fringe right and the fringe left. I'm sick and tired of corporate media, Fox News included. They all push a narrative. I'm sick and tired of all. The majority of us are in the middle. This grassroots army is made up of old school Democrats who love this flag, moderate Republicans who love this flag, right? independents, libertarians who just love this country, love this flag, that understand this idea of unity. It takes work. It takes conversation, but we understand it and we're willing to do it. But we have the fringes on both sides that continue to spread the division and hate and everything else. And we're just done, folks. We're done. And so I will do everything in my power to continue to grow these platforms and call out the garbage on both sides, because I'm not homophobic and transphobic. I don't care. I literally do not give a shit on who you are in bed with. I don't. Even though it doesn't go with my beliefs, I'm not going to judge you. You do you, and I'll do me. And we'll get along great. But we will take a stand, and parents and grandparents will take a stand when you're trying to indoctrinate and groom our kids, because it's wrong. You do not get to do that. You're not allowed to push religion in public schools. Then you're not allowed to push what looks like it's evolving into a cult and a religion onto these kids. And it's wrong. And that's what we have to continue to stand up. So let me give you, and I'm going to end with this, with the story. I had a patient come in. I think this is very important for me to talk about. So I had a patient come in, beautiful young lady, big heart, wonderful, wonderful person. And she took in her niece, who had a troubled family, right? And her niece, young teenager, dressed in gothic, like black, everything black, wore a sports bra that just kind of crammed everything in, dressed in black, black makeup, the whole thing. And so she got this person in, or took her in, to start loving on her, didn't judge her, didn't criticize her, didn't tell her what to do, just started asking questions of this young teenage girl. Says, hey, why don't you wear some color sometimes? You know, you'd look really good in pink and blue and red. And the young lady said, no, I'm not wearing that. I like what I wear. She said, okay. So what she did, she went out and bought a variety of different colors of sweatshirts, and she put them in her drawer. Didn't say nothing. Didn't try to force it onto her. Just put them in there. And a couple weeks later, guess what? She started to wear the sweatshirts. And then she said, hey, you're always wearing baggy clothes. Why don't you wear some leggings or something to kind of show your curves, right? She's like, I'm not doing it. I like my baggy clothes. I'm very masculine. I identify as they and them. And so this is how I want to dress. She's like, okay. Didn't force it. Just put some leggings in her drawer. And guess what? In a couple weeks, she was wearing them. And then she started asking her about her sports bra, what she was wearing. Say, why don't you wear a bra that's going to give you the support and everything else? And so again, she said, nope, I like what I wear. So she put some bras in the young lady's drawer. And lo and behold, she came out one day just in a bra and leggings and said, holy cow, look at my curves. And then at that time, she said, you know, why do you identify as a they and them? That's plural. You're not they or them. You're unique, single person. You're a girl. Even though that you may feel masculine, you're still a girl. And you know what we used to call those girls when we were growing up? Tomboys. They would always do what the guys do. They would always wear what the guys wear. But they were just tomboys. They didn't change their sex. They didn't have to identify as nothing else. They were just accepted as a tomboy, and there was nothing wrong with that. And lo and behold, that young lady told her, wow, you're right. Now, not immediately. It took a couple weeks, but she said, you're right. Why didn't anybody tell me that before? Common sense. Now, is every situation going to be as easy as that one? Probably not. But when you have an impressionable person and you're forcing beliefs on them and conditioning them, that's called brainwashing. And that's exactly what's happening with our school boards and our public school systems. They're brainwashing and conditioning these kids. And it's wrong. It's wrong. And not only are we already in a mental health crisis from everything that happened with the pandemic, with the lockdowns and everything else, but now we're fueling it and confusing the hell out of these kids. And suicides are up. We just had a suicide in our community. 13-year-old kid. Horrible. It's never that bad. My goodness gracious, it's not. There's so many people out there. And if you're a young person watching this live, there's so many people out there that love you, that care for you. It's never that bad. Before you do something, seek help. Go talk to someone. I know you may be frightened. I know you may be scared. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've done or what you think you might have done. There's help. It's never, ever that bad. So I wanted to end with that. Very powerful story. I think, again, we just need to have communication, conversation. We need to quit the grooming and the indoctrination. We need the parents and the school boards to work together to come up with common sense solutions that's going to benefit the whole, not a very small percent of the population. And we have to be able to have these conversations without getting attacked, without having hate thrown at us, and everything else. And I will continue to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves and give you a voice, because I am going to be able to sleep well every single night knowing that I stood for something bigger than self. And you know what they call that? They call that passion. Have a great day. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan. And of course, and always, God bless these United States. If you haven't followed us and subscribed to our YouTube channel, we're trying to break that barrier of 100,000. Go over on YouTube if you're on that platform. Subscribe to the Grassroots Army. We're also on Rumble, folks. You can go to the Grassroots Army there. You can like us on Instagram and follow us at Grassroots Army. See the common trend? It's all Grassroots Army. Even on Twitter, had to start a new Twitter platform. It's just Grassroots Army. So if you're on Twitter, you can follow us over there. It's not Grassroots. It's Grassroots Army. The other tag, our handle has been taken. All right? So have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Till next time, have a great day.